Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Here!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? I see you with a little bad birdie.
What is that?
Bad birdie.
I don't get it.
The shirt.
Is that what this is called?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, cool. I just picked one off Amazon. I was like, give me Vice golf shirts, and this is one of the ones that popped up. Tell you what, you can get them on the real cheapskies on Amazon. They're giving those things away.
Oh yeah. Now, I will tell you that sometimes on Amazon, they have a bit of a Temu issue. And that is that if you wear extra large, you got to get triple X because they're going to send you small and put XL on it.
Oh, I get you.
They're trying to save material.
I understand, but they got to know that's going to get a one-way ticket to Whole Foods for the return. So, you know, you better not mess around with me.
You know what's funny about that? Is that the thing that makes Amazon so great? Not the fact that you can get it in one day or 2 days. If you're getting something later than 2 days, you ain't probably buying that off Amazon because that's the thing that gets you, right? You can get it right away. Some of the stuff you can get on the same day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that if you put it on and you don't like it, you can literally drive to Whole Foods and get it right and get your money back right away. Right away. Soon as they scan it, your money back in your account.
Right. No, I love it. That's good. You go to Kohl's, I'll even give you a coupon. Really? Yeah, spend it here. Well, maybe. Not this last time though, Kohl's. Sorry. Didn't go with that. Anyway, it's a Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It's Goosey's galore. We got ourselves a sports weekend.
Yes,
we got Canes. We got Finns. We got Canelo Crawford. It's all happening for us, baby. I texted you before the show today, Leroy.
Yeah.
Just woke up today feeling dangerous. I woke up today feeling dangerous.
Like Russell Wilson?
I did. I felt like Mr. Unlimited. I don't know if it was because I watched Countdown to Crawford Canelo last night. I was, because I was like, oh, this football game's getting a little out of reach. So I had the football.
I can't believe that game last night. They talk about how fast Mike is. It seemed like everybody on that D-line had a little speed to keep up with Jaden Daniels.
They were flying, dude.
Holy smokes.
Defense can go, bro.
Dude, they were impressive. They were impressive yesterday. And
did you see the big helmet on the wide receiver?
Sure did.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
The old Wes Welker.
Hey, dude, I wish I would have had it. I'd have wore it.
Would you?
And not have been ashamed of it.
Wow. Because we've seen your shoulder pads.
Here's what happens. People don't realize it's not the hit, it's the jarring of your head. And it's because the two plastic helmets hit and they bounce. So if you get something to dull that bounce, then you can eliminate some of that. And so, yeah, I would wear it.
There's got to be
out there looking like Kazoo.
There's got to be somebody, you know, there's got to be somebody coming down the line that's going to invent something that just looks a little cooler. Because right now,
yeah,
it looks.
And I tried to think of how you could do it. But the thing is to actually protect the head, you need that plastic with the foam inside or whatever they put inside the helmet, mm-hmm. right? You need that for the actual hit. What that outside thing does is help with the jarring so you don't get that bounce back.
Right.
Right? And so, yeah, I think, you know, I wouldn't be upset if more guys wore it if you really want to. See, people want to be protected, but here's what happens in football. And I'm going to tell you right now. People want to be protected, but they want to look cool. And that thing on your helmet doesn't really look cool.
Oh yeah.
And that's why guys won't wear it.
The Heat do that with basketball. They'll make guys wear their knee pads. And they're like,
yeah,
I don't want to wear my knee pads. They're like, wear your stupid knee pads.
What about the thigh pads?
No bone on bone, dude. Let's
go. What about the thigh pads? That's where a lot of guys get it.
Yep.
Knee to the thigh.
I want them to bring back the Leroy Horde pads, man. That's what I want.
Those things
are impressive. You don't need them, though, because you can get the same amount of protection with the smaller pads
Leroy,
the way they built.
Let them bring back what you made famous, man.
Nah, dude. I didn't make those. Standard issue.
Should be called the Leroy pads.
Look, dude.
That was standard issue.
Those were not standard issue.
Yep. Go look at all the other running backs in the night.
I did. In fact, I just watched 8 episodes of Emmitt Smith, and he didn't have shoulder pads like you.
No, he didn't.
But he never wore them.
Okay,
he didn't wear them in college. If you go back to college, I had the big pads back then.
But okay, so you'd acknowledge they're not standard issue.
Let me explain something to you, and this is the honest truth. To get the Emmitt pads, you have to ask for a different position.
You have the
Give me DB pads or something like that. For example, when we took team pictures, we all took pictures where we fought over the kicker's pads because we didn't want to put big pads on.
You wanted to look swole?
No, we just didn't want to put them big pads on.
All right. I still don't think they're standard issue. I'm going to start asking. Get Metcalf on.
Go look at Christian Okoye. Metcalf barely wore
did
pads.
Do you see the size of Christian Okoye?
Yeah.
You look like you stole your pads from Calais Campbell.
Nah, and it was the opposite. The D linemen wore little pads.
That's crazy.
Say, when you look at Gilbert Brown, he barely had pads on. Them was muscles. All muscles.
So, headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Your final score last night, Packers handled the Commanders 27-18. Jordan Love.
Not that close.
19-31, 292 yards, 2 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs, he rushed for 84 yards in the TD. Tucker Kraft had 6 catches, 124 yards in the TD. For those who had Jaden Daniels in fantasy last night, 24-42 for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 64 yards in the TD.
The crazy thing was, let me say this to you, and this will give you an idea of what the night looked like. I think Jaden Daniels rushed for 17 yards. Now, like, you know what he's done with his feet.
Yep.
The fact that he couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, not when you have a Van Ness, a Micah, and a Gary coming after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a joke.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody talk about what Micah going to do. You know, all them guys on that D-line can run.
Right, but then you put in that, then you're in trouble. And that's what happens. By the way, Jordan Love, that offense is going to go. You could see
they were taking shots last night, dude.
And they were just like
they were taking shots.
This close,
were just a little bit off.
Yeah, just you could tell it's week two.
Put it this way:
week six and week seven.
The play designs showed you that the plays out there are available.
Right,
and it's just a matter of hooking up.
And LeFleur, he was pissed last night. He was like not enjoying it. He's like, I want more yards.
That's all right. Let me tell you, I could have told you where that game was going when your first two touchdown drives were 96 and 92 yards.
We have to tell you about this. Okay, very exciting. Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word CHAMP. CHAMP to 20357. I can't do that without doing the Shannon Briggs thing. CHAMP.
Not CHAMP cheese.
Text CHAMP to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. And later on in today's show, the man himself, Mike Tyson, joins the program. Simply because I asked if he wanted to come on for Schmeath and Schmolnick.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We getting Iron Mike?
Iron.
Yep.
Mike.
Yep.
Brooklyn legend.
Take a break.
I will say this. We don't know how Mike is going to be because it's a touch and go thing.
Touch and go thing.
He could cuss us out after 2 minutes, or he could be as enjoyable as any person is that we've interviewed.
He'll offer you shrooms.
Take a break. Back after this.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. How'd you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQAM.com. Enter elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach. Sealer it on up. Check that on out. He's down to speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com. Also got another pair of Hardy tickets to give away in today's show as well. So lots happening here on a Football Friday. It's all happening for us here on a Football Friday as we get set to go into this weekend. Got Game Day Uncensored coming your way, 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. I'm going to head over to Casa Horde to watch a little footy-footy football. And tomorrow we got Countdown to Kickoff with Canes and USF. We're scheduled to talk to Will Blackman. Hopefully he shows up today. At 10:30. And we'll talk a little Canes-USF with him. Dolphins getting set for this action with the Patriots. Mike Vrabel has had Tua's number. Tua knows it. It's time to fix it, dude. All right, enough of this Vrabel. He doesn't have Derrick Henry. All right? Enough of this nonsense. And Tua's been good against the Patriots in his career. Just owns them.
I would say this. Like, they won 4 games last year for whatever reason. Right? You can put it on, oh, we got a new coach. We got, you know, or whatever. They have a young quarterback. I don't think they're there yet, although people have put them there. And it's very rare that a team that's only won four games in the previous year gets propped up like this. They still have a ways to go. I'm not saying they're bad, but to all of a sudden claim the Patriots are going to compete for anything right now with a new coach, a new system, and a second-year quarterback, the worst thing for a second-year quarterback to do is change systems.
Right.
So I'm just going to kind of
– They still got Josh McDaniels?
No, they just got him back.
They got him back?
Yes, he just came
back.
Is
this Peter Pan ever going to grow up? He just keeps sticking around there, huh?
That's his guy.
That's Bob Kraft's guy.
He's been like nine guys. He's been the Patriots offensive coordinator like seven times.
But guess what, though? Right. When he's the offensive coordinator of that team, they usually play and win.
Usually.
Yeah, but Vlad, and this is – eventually they will get it clicking. But I'm saying anytime you go to a new offense, right – the only time you can turn it around really quickly is if you have a dominant offensive line and you run the football, because that gives you, it basically gives you time to get everything else in sync. But without that, and you have to rely on your quarterback, he's going to have to go through the process of learning the new offense and being comfortable in it. It's human nature.
Right.
So it's gonna for take everybody time. To just think, oh, they got it. They here. That's a bit unfair to the situation. People are not acknowledging what the situation actually is.
I also think they assumed that the Dolphins were going to be bad. The Jets were going to be bad. So the team that they're looking at, the division that might possibly
I got
give
you.
Buffalo
I got you.
You know, a contest would have been New England. That was all.
Agreed.
I think everybody thinks New England's going to win.
The Jets scoring 30-something points, that caught me off guard.
A lot of things going to catch you off guard, but – you could say it's week one, or you could say it's a beginning of a tendency.
So, all right. So here, I'm going to ask this question about the Canes in USF.
Well, let's take a break. We'll get into it because we're supposed to have a guest coming on up. Yeah. And we'll get into some Canes USF as well. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I just got invited to join Shannon Briggs' Instagram Live during the break, but I couldn't do it. That's a bummer.
Wow, that's messed up.
I couldn't do it! I was like, oh, man,
what's more important, your job or joining Shannon Briggs Live?
That's my guy. You. That's my guy right there.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's 50-50.
Let's go, champ.
I would have gone with this. I might have gone
with the time he came and saw us, he was all oiled up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Listening. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweatiest hug I've ever had after he got a win at the Hard Rock. He got a knockout, and because he was going, like, when he was really making his run back to take on Vladimir Klitschko, he was chasing him down on the paddleboard. Oh, God, that was funny. Man, that's one of the funniest videos of all time. Not for Klitschko. Klitschko obviously was furious. But, God, that was funny. And it was a great time. It was a great time. Happy for Shannon. You know, sorry, unfortunate that he got popped, you know, for the testosterone.
Everything.
But you know, listen,
everything.
He was in his 40s, baby. What are we? What's a little? What's a little? Amongst friends, you know. That's all. Anyway, so what are your thoughts, Leroy, on Canes USF coming into this week?
So one of the things
we'll see if Will Blackman joins us. His guy says that he is, but I haven't seen him. So
one of the things we have to do sometimes when we have games like this is put them in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One, Boise State probably shouldn't have been ranked to start off with, and that's a problem with early rankings.
Sure, definitely.
But they beat a ranked team. Florida basically took a dump on that game.
Oof.
Like, they did everything they could because they always felt like they were so much better than USF that we'll get them on the next drive. Or
right,
the next
an arrogance to that game, for sure.
And then the game, the time ran out, and they lost. But kudos to USF for taking advantage of that.
Sure.
Sometimes you have teams who don't take advantage of that.
Right. Georgia Tech, back-to-back years.
So is it hard to truly establish how good they are based on those two games? And I'm not saying that they're not good and don't have talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying to that level.
No, I get you. It is a bit of a tough read because it is a little wonky. You're like, oh, you know, what do these wins mean for them? But look, it only is what it is. People thought they were going to lose both the games.
Correct.
And they were like
underdogs. In both.
They were like, well, how about this? And we do know they got a very talented, experienced quarterback who's got a lot of reps under him, and he could do a lot of things. So I don't know, man. Like, I'm definitely not overlooking them, but I don't think I think Cristobal knows that too coming into this. So that's going to be an interesting thing with this matchup coming into it. And while we're excited for it, and you guys can of course listen to it right here on WQAM. If you guys want to watch it, it's going to be on the CW this week with this man on the call, Will Blackman, joining us here on the show. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. Will, how are you, man?
I just had to get a fresh cut, man. I'm sorry, guy. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I had to get the cut. My barber that I use in the league is actually here in Miami, so I had to get a cut. So
I understand.
Well, I could have came over there and taped you up, dog. I could have got you.
No one told me. I didn't get the memo. Listen, it wasn't in my email or nothing. Otherwise, we'd have been good.
You got to look up.
Actually, I would have came to your studio and been like that.
Here's the deal. Never get a haircut from a bald guy. He don't have hair. How he going to fade you up? So
Because he wishes he had the haircut. That's
all. I'd take care of that hair.
What's up, fellas?
So, Will, what do you think of this matchup coming into to this week? I mean, you know, is UCF the real deal? Do they got a shot to upset the Canes here? Or do you think the Canes know now that they've been sneaking up on everybody?
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure they gain the respect of everybody, definitely from Miami. The thing that stands out about South Florida is, you know, people look like, okay, you know, they're you know, whatever it is.
Hey, Will. One sec. Would you mind reconnecting without the AirPods? Something's going on weird with your audio. It's a little strange. Like something, it keeps fading in and out. So we want to be able to hear you good.
Am I good now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess my other one. Whatever. I'm sorry, fellas.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. No, I think with South Florida, they definitely gained the respect of their opponent, especially Miami. I would say the thing that stands out to them, if you really look at this roster, they got all adults. It's all grad students, you know. They went out there. Coach Golish went out there and got some experienced guys, and so that's what you noted, especially like up front. You know, the offensive line, all grown ups. You know, defensive line, adults. You know, so that's what really stands out. So, you know, that's why they're able to fight. They're able to, you know, battle when the game, you know, becomes close. It's because they have that experience, and that's what's really helping them project and win these games.
You think, you know, it's weird because everybody talks about the transfer portal and NIL and stuff like that. But then when you go to all these different teams and you see them play, they all seem to put their team together differently based on where they are and whether it's Power Five or right, you know, the other leagues. And so you might have a lot of teams in this conference that have a lot of fifth-year seniors that come in there because they can't go and just get a transfer from Alabama or something like that. So are you seeing a lot of this, especially in conferences like the one USF is in?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like right now what they're doing is they're finding guys who really want that last chance to compete, to battle.
Right.
And I'm sure, too, you know, one of their selling pitches is their schedule. Like, hey, we got Boise. Hey, we got Miami. Like, come on this year. So they're able to find that. And I think just overall with the whole portal, there are so many teams trying to get off the ground quickly with their team. You know, I did the SMU Baylor game last week and Coach Lashley, you know, he really went after the portal hard when they move into the ACC. But now he's in the chance where they won. And so now because they are winning, it's helping them recruit the high school kids. So now they have more high school kids and transfers on their team versus last year. And so right now, that's the thing, too. If you get portal kids, like you got to win. That's how you get the high school kids. So it goes hand in hand.
Well, what did you think of Miami's – it's tough, obviously, to garner from last week. They're taking on Bethune, so you got to take care of business there.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think of their opening week performance against Notre Dame?
I thought it was awesome because Notre Dame is, you know, known as the probably one of the best coach schools by Marcus Freeman. They're going to be disciplined, tough. They got the athletes. They got the best corner. They got some of the best receivers. Always have a top D-line and secondary. But I thought it was a huge statement win out the gate. To go against a team like that who, you know, competed for a national championship. So to do that in that fashion, I thought it was awesome. A tough game, a really fought home game. And for me, it's kind of like, man, when I grew up and even growing up in the 90s, playing in 2000, like Miami, like that was it. You know, that was one of the teams that was, if not the team, that was handling the business. So for me in college football, when Miami's doing well, like college football's all good.
Yeah, well, you were in those years where the vaunted move to the ACC, which feels like it has cursed Miami ever since they left the Big East, the Boston College and Virginia Tech and Miami all going. It's just like, oh, they haven't been able to get over the hump and finally win this conference.
It's been a long, it's been forever. You're right. I just saw that. That's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, right, I'm excited, man. Florida football so far is back, you know. Obviously, just talking about the conference alone, Florida State, you know, Miami, and plus, obviously, it's all Florida now making noise. I think right now, like, they're doing a good job of keeping everybody at home. You know, a lot of this talent was leaving the state, going to other places. I mean, you out there got people from Florida playing at USC. Like, what's going on? I live in Cali, so I'm seeing these Florida kids out there. But it's cool when all the kids are staying home and guys are battling. Guys as in coaches are recruiting the same kids. So that's fun for me to see that.
Well, I want to go to USF and Miami. Miami has shown that offensively and defensively up front, they are big, they are strong, they are dominant. And they beat Notre Dame at their own game. Because everybody said, oh, you got to be scared. The offensive line, defensive line is dominant for Notre Dame. Do you see, is there anybody or anyone that could compete on the USF front on either side with that size, that talent? Because I think that's where the game is going to probably be won.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think collectively, Leroy, that it's gonna come down to that because – I would say early on in the game, yeah, they're going to do some things, but then they're going to deal with that man, you know, Reuben Bain over there, who, I mean, for a full 60 minutes, man, he does not let up. I mean, he's making plays, he's getting picks, he's getting sacks, he's getting TFLs, he's doing everything. So I think it's going to be a matter of can they sustain it all game long? Can they collectively, just mentally, like, finish the fight? Because it's one thing, yeah, you can have experience and what have you, know what to do, be smart and all that stuff, but when it comes, push comes to shove, and that monster, you know, starts growing a tail and some horns, starts spitting fireballs at you. Are you ready to handle that? Are you down to handle that situation? So, especially like, what if USF gets down and they got to start throwing a ball? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Now, are you going to be able to handle that situation there? So, time will tell. I mean, right now it's like, man, they've been doing a great job, but you're right, they're dealing with a different beast when it comes to Miami.
What's the scariest thing that Byron Brown can do against the Canes? Because he's been, I mean, he's got, it feels like, weapons on the feet and with the arm.
Yeah, I think it's all the above. I think like you're so ready for him to run the ball, but then, you know, he got two receivers averaging 20 yards a catch. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he'll let it go one or the other. So it's just a matter of, I think the thing for him is just continue to trust his protection, because there are a lot of times he would bail out early and he'll run to the side where Ruben is. You know what I'm saying? So Ruben's going to be ready for that. So, you know, I think for him, just the overall dynamics. I mean, there's the comparisons stat-wise with Jaden Daniels, what he did at LSU and what have you. So you have that. But his overall playmaking ability, like, that's what you like.
Have you liked Carson Beck's early going with the Canes? I know there was a lot of pressure on him coming into this year. What have you thought?
Yeah, I do like Carson Beck, man, just because I feel like he came from a lot of pressure. He played at Georgia. I mean, that's being a quarterback there alone is a lot of pressure. So I think now he's in a fresh situation, fresh start, and he feels good. And he looks like he looks real comfortable, you know. He's actually a bigger quarterback than I thought. I met him at the ACC kickoff, and that's a big dude. he's comfortable, man, and you love to see that for him.
This kid they got, Malachi Toney, I mean, he kind of burst onto the scene that first game, but 17 years old. I mean, he's – I think everybody's kind of raving, like, what is this Kane's career going to look like already at this age?
Yeah, I mean, let the man enjoy this year one day at a time, one day at a time, man. He is electric, though. Like, he doesn't look like he's on the field. He looks like he's been there. He looks like a senior when he's playing. So, right. Yeah, he's dynamic, man. He already has a pro body. He's very, very strong. He's insanely smart just based on the two games. Like, he knows where to go. He knows what to do in terms of whether it's beating the guy off the press or finding, you know, open spots in the zone. Like, he's a mentally mature receiver.
Talking to Will Blackman, you guys can catch him on the call this week on the CW for Miami USF. Hey, Will, before we get you out of here, your time in the league, is it ever a good thing when you're having a players-only meeting in week two? Because the Dolphins had that this week. And I feel like that's a bad sign.
Look, man, I'm so concerned with the Dolphins, man. Overall, like, that. Here's the thing. It's one thing to – you could be very, very smart. You could be a smart coach. You could be an inspirational coach. But the hard thing about when you become a head coach, especially in the NFL, you're a CEO as well. So you're so busy with not just with the team, but everything outside that has to do with the organization. And the hardest thing to do is to capture the team. That's the most important thing, is to capture the team. And, yeah, when things are going well, they're going well. But what happens when it doesn't, you face adversity? Like, are you built to handle that? And I think so far what you've seen, like, it hasn't been going that well. You know, when you have players like Raheem Mostert speaking out, like, that to me was the ultimate red flag when he started speaking out. And you can see the frustration with Tua every interview. Like, he's getting real defensive with all the, you know, every time he's getting interviewed. And I think it's, yeah, I mean, the writing's on the wall, man. They got to hold it down, but it's tough to see. I've seen it before.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot more faith in the college team right now than the pros. Yeah, yeah. We'll look forward to watching this weekend, Will. Thanks for the time, man.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, bro.
There you go. Guys. Check Will out this weekend on the call for Miami USF.
There's no Bethune-Cookmans in the NFL. That's the problem.
Mm-mm.
Have no weeks to get right.
We might be the Bethune-Cookman.
Dude, did you see a poll that they had, like, they were ranking?
Mm-mm.
Like, the top 30, you know, all the 32 teams in the NFL. And they had the Giants and the Saints as ass cheeks. And they had the Miami Dolphins as mega ass cheeks.
What? Yeah. Mega ass cheeks.
Mega ass cheeks.
I saw that Richie Incognito made his return to media this week, or has made his debut in media this week, and his great analysis after his NFL career has been Tua is ass. And I'm just like, that's Richie Incognito. Welcome to the media game. He nailed it.
I mean, you could put any quarterback into a situation. And I would say telling him to throw to a spot that has somebody standing there is going to make any quarterback look bad, to where you can't, you know, if you go back to 2023, the throws that he was attempting are much different than what he's doing now. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why, because I thought from that point, this offense would expand and find more creative ways to give him more opportunities to make throws because he's accurate. But it all seemed to have come to the middle of the field. And that's the thing that troubles me more than anything with this team, is that we're looking at a person or a player and his ability to play without really understanding what he's being asked to do. And is that limiting him? Like, at some point, back him up and let him make a couple of reads. You know, go here or here. You don't have the – most quarterbacks don't have the whole field to read. Once you see a defense play out, whether it rolls to one side, rolls to the other side, plays too deep or four across, just with that setup, you have an idea just with the play concept of where you're going to exploit the field. And it doesn't seem like those things are happening. So are you limiting Tua by having him throw that deep square in to Alec Ingold?
Dade South is referring to them as the BBL Dolphins.
Well, they are in Miami.
That's true. Hopefully they don't go to the fix-a-flat ones.
Well, that's what we got right now. We got fix-a-flat, and guess what? There's been complications.
Listen, it turns out it was liquid cement. I don't know what to tell you.
Dude. Nah, it ain't even firm. They ain't using cement. Mm-mm.
Very, very jiggly.
It ain't even firm. Right now, they're using whale lard.
Oh, my God. JFig has a stash of Hardy tickets in her boots, and we're giving you a chance to win it when Hardy brings his Jim Bob World Tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater on September 20th with special guests Coe Wetzel, Stephen Wilson Jr., and Sicarus. Just keep on listening. We'll give away that final pair of tickets this week before the end of today's show. It is a Live Nation show. And for more information, just go to our contest page at WQAM.com. We will take a break. Just a regular old second hour coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.